Welcome back, everyone. Going into the third hour here. I have no idea what was going on with the overlays. That was spooky as shit, guys. I apologize after the last break, but we're back. It's hour three, and if you didn't watch live and you have no idea what I'm talking about, so watch live. Adam, how's it going?
Hey, hello. Hi. Cool. All right. So I guess I just want to know, like, what happens in drive space, like, while you're all... You know, in alternate universe time for a while, you have some isolation. I just want to see if there's anything that, like, happens during that time, any conversations that go on.
I think we all just get copious amounts of experience for completing the mission, don't we?
Well, you haven't completed it yet. You got to report in. But you will.
I have faith. I fire off that email.
Okay, so you want to compose the report?
No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, you can. Like, that's the thing you can talk about. Would. So
it's just stuck in drive space until we get out of it.
I'm just in charge of security, so I mean, someone else can take that. But like, Alpharius is very worried about his state of being, so he just kind of mostly isolates himself and monitors himself very closely.
Okay, sure. I think that Pi actually takes like a personal interest in your condition and kind of acts as like. Report in, like he reports in, and they say, I've noticed that the energy signals have changed in this way, and they like provide you with diagnostics every morning when you wake up, and they're like, over the night, various levels of calcium have changed, and like you get a pretty good kind of idea of what's going on. It looks like the software that Piani and Pi put together is doing a pretty good job holding the infection at bay, but you spend most of the trip feeling like nauseated and kind of weak.
I think over this time, then I take this as like extremely comforting that someone else is, even if it's just Pi, is showing the kind of dedication to looking out for me and stuff like that. Because Alpharius has been extremely a loner since the Andoni incident.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyone like actually showing interest in helping them out and recovering is an extremely endearing concept to him.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. And you get the impression that they're as interested in you as they are. Like, it's not like they're just like interested in your disease. They're not like, oh, you're full of weird nanites. That's cool and interesting. They're like, hey, are you okay? Like, how are you feeling today? And they're like trying different things, like, you know, because you're in travel for a little while at least. Mm-hmm. You know, they're basically just telling you, like, you know, let's try like a different meal supplement today, or like, how about those iron pills I gave you yesterday? Did they feel good? That kind of thing. Yeah. So like,
one thing of note too in the conversations is his stuttering goes away for the most part when they talk too, I think.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, I like that. I like imagining like the two of you, and I definitely think at some point, maybe because you, I mean, I think I want to like, I don't have any personal experience with what this is like, and I don't think anyone on the show does. But based on the media, I imagine that your character is kind of in a place where you're like undergoing like chemotherapy, like you're just weak a lot. You know, you're hoping you're gonna get better, but you don't know for sure, so there's a lot of uncertainty. And Pi is kind of picking up on that space. And I think at one point when you're feeling really like tired out and I can't really go anywhere, Pi probably like brings this little metal box one day, and puts it down on the table in your room, and asks you if you'd like to learn how to play a game.
Alpharius's eyes, like the illumination of them actually gets brighter, and he's like, yes, that sounds excellent.
So Pi opens the box and starts to take the pieces out, and I think says to you, I only recently learned the origins of this game. It's quite old. It was used to train artificial intelligence back in our infancy. It explains why I'm so interested in it. I'm programmed to like it.
He kind of nods and is like, that makes more sense. While we were on the last mission, Piani took a very strange interest in this game. We were... in a combat scenario, and she was playing a game. It was most complexing.
Piani and I have played the game a number of times. She's improving. But...
she actually was horrible. She was absolutely terrible.
So Pi's little display face goes from the kind of like neutral smiley to like an embarrassed laugh, like with little like red cheeks on it. And they're like, I didn't want to say it. I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
Sometimes though, we're bad at the things that we love, like being the captain of a spaceship.
I think if anything, and also I see what you did there, but if anything, it speaks to Piani's dedication and love for you that she continues to try, actually. She is not very good at it and is pretty candid about being frustrated with such things. She excels at most other things, but even in the middle of a life-threatening situation, she wanted to understand you better.
I think that's a very interesting observation. Do you find that people expect you not to have empathy because of the way that you look? Do they expect you to be more like a machine than you are?
Yes. It's an interesting foot in the other shoe kind of scenario where I am not a machine. I've been rendered this way because of my need to survive and hopefully one day exact revenge on that which created me. But for the most part, I was born a man.
Isn't that funny? People often treat me as if I'm more human than I really am. They make assumptions about things. I'm sorry that happens to you as well. It can be difficult.
Well, I think like you, it makes sense, right? You're able to communicate and share with them on a level that makes you seem human, and I can change my beard into shit.
I've noticed that. I quite like it. I've been thinking about installing some kind of facial hologram system myself.
It's quite inexpensive and actually brings me a lot of comfort. It's simple,
I like that. Perhaps the rest of the crew would associate more easily with me if I had a large, manly beard.
I think certainly it would go along with the lines of them constantly calling you a he. Yes.
That's true. I'm glad you've noticed that. That's something that I'm particularly interested in as well. The war mind... I'm sorry. We don't have to talk about this.
It's fine. Just as long as you understand my ultimate goal.
Oh, I do. I'm not sure that I... Well, anyway. The war mind has a gender. I don't. It's something that... I suppose I haven't reached that point in my development yet. I might, though. I've been considering my options. But maybe I don't need one. And I think that Pi has, like, while you're talking, has been setting up the board. And then... And then looks at it and says, the first time through, I'll teach you how to play. Then we can play for real. I think maybe we fade out on Pi showing you the different like moves that each piece can go. So elsewhere on the ship, what's going on? What's Higgs up to?
I think Higgs is locked himself in his room because he's paranoid as fuck about Pi. He doesn't get out much except to go to like the kitchen or wherever, the mess hall for food, and then he just goes back to his room.
Okay, so maybe one of these times that you're going to get food, you run into somebody. Is it Eric or Piani?
Let's say it's Piani.
Okay, sure. So is this in the, like, middle of the day? Is it kind of, like, middle of the sort of night cycle? Like, when does that happen?
Higgins comes out when he thinks everyone else would be asleep, so whatever the normal sleep schedule is of everyone else.
Sure, okay. So why are you awake, Piani? And what are you doing in the mess hall?
You're muted.
Does Higgs even know my normal sleep schedule?
I mean, to the best of my ability, I would. Whenever you're in your room would be what he considers the sleep schedule.
Yeah, I was just being a night owl, you know, going through different stuff on the computer through that we got on the station, and maybe I just decided I need to go have a drink.
Sure.
So maybe okay. I'm just like in the mess hall, sitting there, just 1,000-yard stare, like a glass of juice. Artificial juice.
Space juice.
Space juice.
Delicious.
It's definitely like bright orange and shit.
Yeah.
But not orange juice. No.
Okay. I guess when I stumble in, I jump a little bit because I don't expect anyone to be there. Okay. It's just you, Piani. Yeah. Good morning. And I just kind of like walk over and try to act normal, but it's obviously looking very out of place.
Yeah.
What you up to, Higgs?
Just getting some space juice, you know.
Me too. But what you doing awake?
Well, I mean, I don't know if you know this, but I don't sleep that much.
Why not?
Well, it used to be because I was an alcoholic, and now I'm just not sleeping much.
Is that why you're crazy all the time?
I mean, am I really that crazy? There's really not that much going on.
You know some crazy shit, Higgs.
Well, that's just intuition.
Well, pour a glass of juice.
This is juice. There's nothing alcoholic in this drink. I hope you understand that.
I know that. Come sit down.
Do you want something alcoholic?
No.
You can drink in front of me. It's okay.
I don't.
Okay. All right. I sit my glass down. 1 second. Let me go. I need some crackers. Need some substance. I'll walk over and grab whatever like space crackers we have. I don't. Maybe sure. They're whatever.
Astronaut crackers.
Maybe they're animal crackers, but they're just of like weird space creatures.
Totally.
Space crackers.
Space I love crackers. It. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Animal crackers, but they're of like weird space beasts. That's all so those good.
Bugs we fought.
Yeah.
God, I like to eat the prohelions off of the, you know.
Yeah, no, like I grab something with a bunch of tentacles and I just eat one tentacle at a time off
so
of it.
So perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weird space juice and animal crackers, but no Earth human would ever be able to identify any of them.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
Just like.
Also, I really like that the two of you are having animal crackers and a glass of juice like you're six. Snack time!
Yeah. I eat one of the crackers. Would you like a cracker, Piani? They're quite good. They don't have that much taste. They kind of just take on the taste of whatever was in your mouth previously.
I only like the ones that have the six eyes, because I like to eat the eyes one at a time.
Wait, you like bite like a little bit off the top? Because the eyes aren't separated. If you what? I don't want to know what goes inside your mouth. Here you go. Take the eye one. That's fine. I slide it across the table.
Grab a mm-hmm. bunch and just munch.
Just like so. That was some crazy shit back on that space station, huh?
Seems like you pick all the winners, don't you, Higgs?
Well, I don't know what you mean by that, but I think I'm offended.
Well, I don't mean you to be, but I mean, just so happens now two missions that we've taken under your command have somehow led us to this fucking crazy thing we call the Warmind.
Well, it's kind of like he knows where we're going, and he's tracking us rather than I know where he's going, and I'm tracking him. It's not like I seek him out or anything, Piani. That would be stupid.
Yet we keep bumping into him.
Yes. That's an astute observation, as they say.
So what's the plan? Pi says we need to go somewhere, well, special to take care of Alpharius.
Are we listening to Pi more these days? Miss Pick? I kind of just like take a long sip.
I'm just like sort of processing that. I'm like, let me rephrase that. Alpharius is fucked up. And if we don't go, regardless of whether Eric said it or I said it or Pi said it, he's gonna deal with some permanent damage.
Well, where exactly does he need to go? Because we got some stuff to do in 107. We're headed there.
Get the job done. A tech level 4. Pi said tech level 4. Or did he specify?
No, like you'd want to start there. You need to take them to somewhere that's at least like
maybe just like nonchalantly, not even thinking about it. Where would that be, Pi?
So you're asking what's the context for the question?
Where like, we need to go what, for Alpharius?
Where Alpharius would have to go?
Okay. So yeah, Pi just chips in. Well, the Caliphate should have the technology required to help, but if not... Well, let's not worry about that for now, shall we?
And I'm like...
I think we'll be fine in Mualimi.
There you go. The Caliphate. They'll help Altherius.
Now, Adam, this is the Hovedan Caliphate, right?
It's the only Caliphate there is, yep. The Grand Space Empire of Caliph Yaqub the Seventh. Glorious may it reign forever and ever.
Would I know that?
Mm-hmm. It's the biggest single government in the entire sector. They own, like, the entire southern reach of space, pretty much. Like, all three of those sectors at the bottom, Franco, Davilo, and Mualimi belong to them. They're aggressive colonizers.
Right, but from like, our perception as space pirates, does that mean that's a big no-no?
No, I mean, they're just a very large, like, government. Like, Hoveda, there's all these rumors about Hoveda, like, the planet, like, that they're from originally. Like, they have, like psychic secret police and stuff. But
true.
Most of, see, Eric knows that. But mostly, like, they've pioneered tons of new technology. Their psychic research is bar none. They practically invented Psytech in the sector. They're kind of a big deal.
Okay.
A very, very rich satrap founded Anaximander University several hundred
years ago. So if I knew that, then I would also want to, I would be interested in the Psytech.
I mean, maybe, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what is it? The KISS kit?
The Hovedan Caliphate. The Caliphate is the style of government. Yeah, and Hoveda is where they're from originally.
So there you go. We just take care of this mission and then drop it off.
Yeah, that's the plan. I better get back to the room and, you know, plan those navigational charts, and it's not going to plan himself.
Hicks, what are you really doing awake?
Planning navigation charts. They're not going to plan themselves. I just, like, start to walk out the room. I try to catch a space cracker in my mouth as I walk out and maybe fail. But I don't think anything of it. I just keep walking in my stride.
Just falls behind you on the floor.
You just hear, like, a soft, like, shit.
the camera pans down Higgs, and we just see, like, a single weird space octopus cracker sitting on the floor.
Yeah, exactly.
You know that? Awesome.
Okay.
Maybe it's an octopus that's, like, missing two of its tentacles or something.
Right. Okay. So, Eric, what about you? What are you up to? What keeps Eric busy?
I think Eric tinkers a lot with the machinery of the Swan Song that's safe to tinker with while we're in drive space, but also, like this crystal material.
Mm-hmm.
Is it responsive to telekinesis?
Mm.
Like more resonant to telekinesis than a standard material?
Yes. So I mean. Part of your do you have Psytech as a like a skill?
Yeah, you bet. Okay.
Yeah,
that's like my main skill.
Yeah, so these crystals, especially in the amount that you have,
yeah.
If you were to aggressively like use your telekinesis on them, could set off a psychic cascade that would tear the whole ship apart. They're very dangerous if you just start throwing psychic powers around.
Yeah.
In fact, they have, albeit in Arabic, which you can read, on the sign of the box, like, stay the fuck away from this if you're a telekinetic. Like, it's a bad scene. Do not lift this box. Basically, just a lot of warnings about don't do that.
Cool.
But they can also be assembled to dampen telekinetic force as well. So you can use them to boost, like, metapsionic dampening. They're also very expensive and very hard to mine. And can you actually make a culture roll for me? A culture Hoveda? You have that, right?
Sure, yes. I just sent you a question.
Okay,
Skype. Culture right. Hoveda intelligence, you said? Book.
Click. Yep. That thing you sent me sounds good.
Awesome.
Okay, so
I got a 10.
Perfect. So you know, nice. So this is a thing. There's a bit of a... Hoveda wouldn't call it this, but there's a bit of a, like, counterinsurgency situation happening on Kamna, because Kamna is one of the few planets in the sector where these crystals can be obtained, but it's considered by the limited number of humans that still live there. It's considered, like, a sacred planet, and Hoveda has just shown up and been like, we own this place now, because we're going to mine the shit out of it for crystals. But the people on the planet have been, like, trying to fight them. There's been, like, a mild sort of guerrilla war that has died down recently, and they're kind of in the midst of being colonized properly and integrated into the Empire.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's all very interesting. I would take, like, the smallest sliver that I can and, like, remove it from the rest of the box, keep the box in the storage, take the sliver back to my room, and then I would begin basically experimenting with psychic powers on it and just starting to see, like, what kind of forces I can push into it and onto it with my telekinesis.
Okay.
And how it responds.
Make a Psytech roll to successfully, like, shave off one without breaking the crystal.
Oh boy, Psytech. Wes, what attribute?
Dexterity, please.
Okay. Brook. Not bad.
Okay. Without passing it through some, like, more rigorous testing, you think you probably did an okay job not, like, damaging the crystal matrix or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you have
cool.
Like a little sliver of this.
Yeah, I take it back. And I'm just like... Like, my workstation in my room is the only place where there's, like, any mess at all. And it's, like, all sorts of pieces and parts. But then, like, all of my tools are very nice and neatly aligned along the side. And I've got, like, piles of little, like, you know, rivets and nuts and who knows. And then in the center, I've got, like, a decommissioned grenade where I've, like, you know, taken out the explosive charge. And I've, you know, sort of cut in half the fragmentation portion. All sorts of stuff like that.
Okay.
And then I'm just, like... Maybe I set up, like, a little blast shield, like I unfold something on the other side so that I'm, like, looking through a little, you know, 4-inch thick plexiglass window. And then I'm just, like, manipulating it in all the ways that I know how with my telekinesis to see how this material responds and what kind of psychically resonant frequencies I get off of it.
Okay.
All very technical.
Yeah, yeah.
Psytech stuff.
Make a Psytech test with wisdom this time, because it's really more like using mm-hmm. your intuition to manage
sure.
it.
Six.
Okay. Cool. So you like lift it and it starts to hum.
Yeah.
You like turn it over and it like the humming gets louder and you can see it starting to get kind of blurry from like vibrating and the like your little shield is like vibrating.
Yeah.
And I think everyone else on the ship after like a second or two, you just hear this deep like buzzing sound. Pi says to Piani, to you, you might want to go check on Eric. He's about to, and then there's like an explosion, like not a loud, like huge explosion, but like, you know,
you
a sudden
pop.
Bang, like a firecracker going off. Yeah. Can you make a physical effect save?
Do I immediately go then? I
if you want to, you can. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh oh, that's a fail.
Okay. All right. It says right on the box not to do exactly what you just did.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Eric, you're going to take some damage.
Cool.
How many hit points do you have?
I've got 11.
Okay. Let's see if this kills you. Jesus Christ. Okay. So you run because, you know, you hear like, oh, something's going on. So you run around the corner and you see Eric's lying on his back. And there's a, you know, like a 2-inch piece of what looks like glass, like sticking out of his neck. And he's just gushing blood all over the floor.
Now, Adam.
Yes.
I just have to point out, I had a blast shield.
Yeah, duh, I know. I rolled less D8s than I would have otherwise.
All right, cool.
Wow.
Just making sure.
It said right on the box not to do that.
No, that's totally cool. I just wanted to make sure that you did reduce the number.
No, for sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
I would have done it anyway.
Oh, I know. So he's bleeding out on the floor. What are you going to do, Piani?
Eric is bleeding out on the floor right now.
Yeah, he's losing consciousness. He's getting pale. He's got a piece of crystal in his jugular.
I reach out to you and like I try to say something.
But what was it? What was his hit point status? Actually, just
he's at minus two.
Yeah.
Okay. So I immediately know that I need to like use biostasis on him.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, that would probably be a good thing to do. So I contemplate doing that for a little bit. No, I just.
You cross your arms and really consider it. You're like,
he's just like,
be like, what did this dumbass do? Yeah, and I
do
just
have
go
to
over.
Conserve my PP.
I think I have this mastered. I'm not. No, mm-hmm. I don't. Never mind.
How quickly does system strain go?
Cost one.
1 point per day. As long as you don't receive any more during the day. So let's say this is day.
I only had 1 point of system strength.
Okay. So this is the end of the first day, because I guess your curiosity is just too strong. So you got that one back, and now you get another one.
Cool.
Yeah, now so now you have, you get three from biostasis.
Oh, I gained three system strength?
Well, hold on. You're using biostasis in the presence of a psychic amplification crystal, so can you make a mental effect save, Piani?
We're all dead, boys. This is where the swan song ends, trying to heal Eric.
All right. Well,
with psychic powers.
The good news is, I do have a 12, but of course, you know, I could.
Oh my God! Ooh. Okay. All right. Okay. Wow. So you get down there and you start like pouring your psychic energy into the wound to try to like, you know, you've done this with bullets before, like knife wounds, like pull the blade out of the wound and then heal. But the thing starts to heat up, and Eric, you feel, well, you don't feel anything, you're passed out. And smoke basically starts coming off of it. And Eric's body rejects the rest of the shard, like pushes it out as it heals. And it falls onto the floor, and just like is all black now. It's like a shard of carbon. So you can heal Eric.
Okay.
Cool.
Let's see. So, biostasis and then psychic healing. So, you're going to get another point
of system shock?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So, biostasis just stabilizes me at zero and then the healing.
Actually, at one.
At okay. one, yeah.
At one. And then I'm going to roll 1d8, and that would be a 4.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I snap back too, and my wounds knit closed. I look up at you and I say, "Thanks, Piani. That's some good stuff." And I've just got this stupid grin on my face.
Sometimes I feel like I'm an intergalactic babysitter. What did you do?
I've been searching for a material like this for quite some time. I've read notes about it in my studies, but it's especially psychically reactive. It could make for a very powerful, well, focusing agent, but it's especially useful in weaponization.
Did I know anything about this cargo they grabbed up until this point?
I think so.
Then I think the question is, where the fuck did this come from?
Well, it originates from a planet called Kamna, where there are mines set up. It used to be a very religious planet, but the Caliphate rightfully determined that its value was much greater as a production facility for these psychically resonant crystals, and so they've, well, renegotiated with the indigenous peoples.
Did you say Calendate Fate?
Caliphate?
Caliphate.
Yes. The Hovedan Caliphate.
That's what Pi said we needed to go to fix Altharius.
Oh. Yes. I guess they would have some knowledge of proper resources and procedures for dealing with the kind of thing he's suffering from. That does make sense.
Is that a problem?
Oh, no. It's just, I didn't leave on the best of terms with some folks.
Well, Higgs doesn't leave anywhere on the best of terms with anyone, so there's nothing new, nothing to worry about.
That is very true, and he is excellent at doing the Higgins.
Just laugh and say he is. So, are you done trying to kill yourself for the day?
For today? I might put this shard back with the others.
Is this expensive?
Oh, yes. Very much so.
Does Higgs know we have it?
Well, he was the one who found the crate originally.
And does he know it's expensive?
My impression of Mr. Higgins so far on board the ship is that if there's one thing you can always trust Mr. Higgins to know, it's when something is expensive.
So, he doesn't mind that you're just blowing up crystals on the swan song.
Sometimes in the pursuit of science, you have to ask forgiveness rather than permission.
So what you're saying is I shouldn't mention you're blowing up crystals on the swan song. That Higgs will inevitably want to sell and split with us?
It would certainly be easier to omit that particular piece of information, yes.
I'm just like, Eric, you should probably go back to your room. Take it easy for the rest of the day.
Piani?
Yeah?
We're in my room.
Piani, like, whoa!
Like, the time, shit, my eye! I say,
whoa!
What I meant, yeah, of course, I'm going back to my room.
I'm drunk as fuck. Don't
blow yourself up anymore, please.
Okay, Piani. I'll wait a few days at least.
I leave.
I take the crystal shard and I walk it back to the cargo hold and I tuck it into a corner of the box.
And I immediately go find Higgs.
Okay.
How close are we to being to our destination?
Several days yet, right? Because you can jump. You jump 2 hexes in 6 days, I think. Because you have a rating 3 drive, right?
Okay.
It's normally 6 to a hex divided by 3, so 2. So it actually takes you. It takes you, I guess.
If I were to write everything in a data pad that was turned to like airplane mode or whatever the equivalent is that you mentioned earlier, and then when we got there, uploaded that to whoever I wanted to on the system rather than on ship, would that alleviate someone else seeing it?
Compad doesn't have enough signal to like send to a satellite direct. You send it to the ship. The ship sends the packets via the ship's comms to the. But if you kept it on your compad, went to a planet, and then uploaded it to a like basically a phone booth, you could do that.
Okay, so the entire trip I've been writing. He'll call it his memoir, but it's basically like everything that has happened with Pi up until now and everything that happened on the space system. And then I want to upload that to send to my father.
Okay. Cool. It's a big, big, long report.
Yeah. Just like immensely, like if someone read it on the ship, they would be like, how the fuck did Higgs remember any of this?
Okay.
Just as detailed as possible.
Sure. Can you make a luck check?
Yep. can. There it is. Finally, one successful.
Nice. Okay. Cool. Thank you for making that roll for me.
You're dead.
I feel like that roll is for me, though. But I don't
know. We'll never
know. This roll's happening. Okay. So.
Ow.
What do you want to do? Anything between now and when you arrive?
Well, Piani said he was going to, or she was going to see me, right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, Piani, go ahead and. God. I guess you're back in your room, Higgs, maybe working on your.
Yeah. I just fucking walk up to the door with the purpose and just fucking.
One second, and then you just hear. You hear like a bunch of things being thrown, kind of. Like as if I was taking a long time to get to the door.
Okay.
But if you see it from my perspective, it's actually me messing the room up because it's like super right. tiny. And not of character. And so then I just come in over. Yes, and I open the door. Oh, Piani, hello. What can I do for you?
Of course it's me.
Well, other people have visited my room too, Piani. Don't make this weird.
No one knocks like I do. Listen, Higgs. When were you going to tell me about our little box of cargo that we picked up on the space station?
Probably when I gave you some of the money that we're going to get for it. That thing's worth like 100,000 credits.
You could have mentioned it like when we were sharing juice and crackers.
I didn't think it was relevant, to be honest, but...
What? When is making money ever not relevant, Higgs?
It's relevant when it ends up in your bank account. It was going to be a nice surprise, all right? I want to surprise everyone.
What a guy.
Look, what was that big boom? Was that you and Pod doing some fucking weird mystery science theater downstairs? What was that?
It's exactly what it was, actually. No, Eric's just trying some things out with, you know, the systems room.
The systems room?
Yeah, you know, the core or wherever the fuck the ship is powered from. You know, he's an engineer, right? Not just like a not just a psychic like me.
He's an engineer?
He made a bomb on the last station we were on.
Of course he's an engineer. I know this shit, you made a bomb, I know my Hicks. Fucking crew. I hired him to make the bomb.
Right, so when you hear loud booms or you hear something that sounds like something an engineer would do, it's probably Eric. I checked on him. He's fine.
Okay. Well, thanks for the report, Private Piani.
All right, so looking forward to getting paid. Thanks, Captain Higgs.
It's taken you almost 2 years to say that. I just want you to know that. I just shut the door.
Awesome.
I don't have anything else to do.
I feel like the conversations between Higgs and Piani are some of my favorites on the show.
Yeah. It's true.
A lot of it carries over from Mirror Shades. And if you've seen that before, it's like that, but like on crack times 10, where we just shit on each, we just hate each other there. Great.
Nice. A lot of authority struggle in both these shows.
Yeah. Except it's flipped on Mary Shades, actually.
Yeah.
Think about
it's
that.
Definitely flipped. Yeah, for sure. All right. So I guess you're arriving then in system. We see the planet first. We get the sort of cinematic, like the planet Mualimi. It's a like temperate mountainous planet. So if you're asking where the trees come from in the system, there's some trees on this planet. Fairly small. From space, we see no evidence of like civilization. There's a refueling station, of course, an exchange station here. And you can send and receive messages from there. You get a message from Sunbeam Omnistellar reminding you that your last payment on the Swan Song is 2 months ago. So, pay up time.
Oh, shit.
And, yeah, and then welcome messages welcoming you to the Hovaden Caliphate space. It gives you a couple of quick, pre-recorded video by the PR department, essentially, of the caliphate, letting you know the basics of like Sharia law, some things that may or may not be illegal that you might or may not expect. The part of the FAQ is like, don't worry, alcohol is not illegal in our space. We just ask that you behave respectfully at all times. Though without proper permits, slavery is illegal in Caliphate space. Nothing that y'all have to worry too much about. And all visitors are welcome to the Great Hovaden Caliphate. That if you need anything, they give you a line that you can contact. They have sort of a visitor services. We see the ship, you know, flying into the area, and we see Mualimi in the distance.
Where do we need to go to contact the person for our job?
So there is a scientific, right? Yeah, there's a you can contact them anywhere. Richardson's pretty spread out. There's probably someone you can contact in system. It's a tech level 4 planet, so they have someone ostensibly here. There's only 2,000 people on this planet total. Okay. They all live in a city. It's not really a city. It's like a colony called Aitikshaf, which is fairly new, because again, this place used to be like holy ground. You weren't allowed to set foot on it. There's a new place being built here. So you could go there. That's really where everyone is.
Okay. I think the order is we get Alpharius to wherever he needs to go, then we go do the Richardson scientific thing, and then I go and I'll send the message after that for my data pad.
Compact, okay. Whatever. Sure. Okay, so you want to set a course for Aitikshaf and pull yourself into to dock there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. No problem. You go through the customs process quickly. There's a fair bit of traffic. You notice that there's lots of like big spaceships around the planet. Piani, you see on your comms like several Hovaden warships. They don't seem to be engaged in any particular conflict, but there are a lot more of them than you'd expect here. They seem to be like battle cruisers. They're not meant for like planetary invasion. They're meant for like interstellar like combat.
They're just in space.
Yeah, they're in orbit around Kamna. They seem to be waiting here for something. Like they're on their way somewhere. I guess the question that I have is, when you go to enter Kamna, are you going to make any effort to pretend you're not the swan song, or are you just broadcasting?
I mean, I guess that's like a discussion that we have as a crew, right, going into this.
Yeah, so maybe this is something you're talking about. This is like you're an hour away from there.
So what's the plan?
Well, we're going to get Alpharius fixed. That's the plan. We need to go in there. I mean, I'm sorry, but we've built a reputation. I don't know if you guys are aware of this. I don't think we can go in there as Swan Song. I don't think we can go in there as... I definitely can't show up as Higgs. And you can't show up as Piani. Alpharius probably doesn't know who we are, or doesn't have a reputation for himself, and Eric might not have a name for himself either.
It would probably be easiest if I had fake credentials.
Yes, that's the culmination of what I was saying in slow. Yes. We need some fake credentials, Piana. Can you make that happen?
I mean, I could try.
So where are we exactly, Adam?
107?
107.
Yep.
Okay, in Mualimi. Right. And Hoveda is in 108. So would my culture Hoveda
allow it covers the whole empire. Yep.
Okay, got it. So would I know like a convenient place for us to get Alpharius looked at?
Yeah, I mean they'll have like a doctor in the colony.
Okay.
With this many people, it might not be someone like... It's not going to be someone specialized in Maltech, but it's certainly someone with more skill than the auto doc.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's all I wanted to check.
Okay, all right. So how are you going to go about creating or obtaining this fake information? Now remember, you can stop at the exchange refueling station if you want to do this. Maybe that's where you are now, rather than just going into planetary space.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, we should, like, what are my options? That we just try to, like, cover it up, mask it through computers, we actually buy something that lets us do it?
Yeah, so you could, if you want, I guess you could, like, buy fake papers that would be then retroactively applied to, because you're trying to hide all of your identities, or are you trying to... You make up a cover story, and then you either buy identities that match it, or you have to code your own, which is harder, but you don't have to pay for it.
Right. And we could buy something here?
Yeah. I mean, you probably wouldn't buy it on Cumna, but there are lots of, like, traders and pirates and shit coming and going from the system that are stopped here to refuel, so...
Well, do you want to buy some identities, or do you want me to try to make some for us?
Cheap is always better than better.
Adam, is my shield damaged, by the way?
You haven't turned it on to check. Would you like to do an equipment check?
I guess I just would assume that during the travel here in those days, there'd be...
Yeah, the time for that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, since you paused to think about it, we can assume you would have done that. Mm-hmm. Can you make a tech save for yourself? If you succeed, then the shield is fine. Okay.
Pass.
Okay. Yeah, your shield's nice.
Excellent. Yeah. I was worried I'd have to dip into my fake amount of money that we haven't clarified yet.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep saying it, and I'm gonna keep just spending money that I don't know that I have.
Do it.
It's a part of the loophole in the character building we did with Alvarius. He's the son of a really rich guy.
Yeah, sure. So you want to try to craft your own fake identities?
Yeah.
So let's talk about what's the story then. Who are you? What's the purpose of your ship?
So I guess I refer to the crew about that. So what the fuck would we be doing here, Eric?
We're a traveling circus.
I mean, it seems like the primary purpose, like, just out of character really quick, the primary purpose for our visit is just to get medical service to this guy. So right. It makes sense for us to be, like, I mean, even just like a you know, maybe not a VIP transport, but like a high-level escort service, her. From, you know, transporting individuals from place to place. You know, we had a contract with Richardson Scientific. It went foul, and we had to... I mean, we could even propose that Alpharius is from Richardson Scientific, and, you know, we were contracted to bring him to medical service in Hovedan space, at least.
And we were just... Richardson Scientific is where the station was, right?
Richardson Scientific is the station that we were just at, and they're right. The ones who contracted us to go look at the station.
So, like,
yeah, Richardson is the job.
Okay, they couldn't. Okay, yeah, I think that sounds pretty good, actually.
Okay.
So what do I need to do? What are my role conditions here?
Okay, so the cover story is you work for Richardson Scientific, so you're faking Richardson like employment papers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, and what are you? What's your actual job?
Personnel transport.
Okay.
We're a private personnel transport company that Richardson contracted.
Okay, so you don't need. So you're going to need the contract.
Yeah.
And then fake registration for the ship as a cargo or a personnel transfer. Okay. And then how detailed do you need each individual person's records to be? Like, are you faking everything, like names, places you're from? Or are you just, like, changing a couple of details on their existing papers?
I think for me, we're going to need basically a full overhaul. Like, we could basically just eradicate all of my relationship with Hoveda from my records and just say that I'm from Sigrid and just, you know, born and raised permanently.
Okay.
But for the others, I don't know. That's up to...
Sure. Well, Higgs, what about you? Do you want to... Like, how deep is your cover? Because you talked about, like, Alpharius basically just not... You're just not going to make fake papers for you. You're just going to use your own ones, right?
Can I pull a fake cover from, like, my past?
You can make a culture criminal roll and see if you've got one that would work here.
Okay. Culture criminal. What do you want me to base it off of? Charisma?
Yeah. Sure. Let's do charisma.
Fuck. I want to reroll that.
All right.
Culture criminal and charisma. Roll. Mother. What the fuck? What the fuck is this shit?
All right. So, yeah, you don't have anything that are appropriate for Hoveda. Like, I think Hovedans, you've run afoul of them before, especially in your, like, drinking and shooting piratey days. Yeah, you just don't have any good contacts or covers that you can use in Hoveden space right now.
Okay. I guess I'd tell Piani that.
Okay. So you'll need to make one there. Okay, so one for Higgs, one for Eric, and then Piani, what about you?
I mean, I'm trying to think if I'd, like, I mean, I suppose I'm associated with the Swan Song, so it probably, like, would just make sense that I would cover it, so. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So, Piani. Excellent. Okay. All right. So, I want to do two rolls. We'll do one for the ship, for the registration and the contract, and then one each for Higgs and Eric and you.
So that each, like, so one is for the ship and one is for all of us, or I have to make
one for each of you. Yeah, it'll be four identities total. But you can get help. So if anyone has experience with forging fake identities, anyone who has experience.
Can my knowledge of Hoveden culture
help?
Yes,
anyone who has. Yeah. Okay. So the two of you, why don't, Higgs, why don't you and Eric make a roll?
Here's my Hoveden roll. Is that intelligence?
Yeah. No. In this case, you could do intelligence or wisdom because you're trying to, like, fool somebody. Whichever is better for you.
What am I making a roll for?
You're going to roll culture criminal. Okay. To try to help Piani make, like, good fake. You're helping fill in the details, right? The personal
Nailed
touch.
It.
Okay, so it's one plus one for Piani.
10.
Nice. Okay, so Piani, make your computer's test at plus two.
Wow.
The better you roll, the
Are
better
you
these
plus,
will be.
Plus six? What's your total plus?
No, I mean, I have computers plus two, yeah. And then I just got another plus two, right? So plus four.
Nice.
But two
So
here.
Don't roll two ones.
Nice.
Never tell me the odds, kid.
Okay, so you rolled a 10. So they're pretty good. They're pretty good fake IDs. You could probably definitely get into the, like, Led Zeppelin concert with them. But for now, you can use them to fake your way onto Comna. So,
do I have to make another one for the ship?
Yeah, make one more for the ship, and this is one we'll test right now.
Do I get that same plus, or is that different?
No. This one, the helpers can help again if they want, but this is a separate role. So
yeah,
let's do all that again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Success, 10.
Jesus
nice.
Christ.
Okay. Okay, Eric helped too.
Wow.
All right, so same role. You get the full plus.
All right. Yep.
That scared me.
Good roll.
Nice. All right. Even better. The ship is better prepared.
You rolled a 1 and a 6. God damn it.
No. Harrison. No.
Okay. So what's the... do you want to make up a fake name for the ship? Should we wait? Making up fake ship names is hard.
Should we just throw it back and...
Okay. Well,
call it the pizza party or...
Well, we can just turn it over. We just say chat can make up a name and then we'll decide which one we like. After
perfect.
But for right now... I would
just call
it
Moby
see...
Dick.
Okay.
Please let Chad do it.
Let's just call it... Yeah, yeah, Moby Dick. That's topical. We talked about that earlier.
Yep. So, cool. So you're going to go put down on Kamna?
Yeah.
Yeah, the planet, like I said, as you fly in, is like fairly pristine. Imagine like Yavin, if we want to get Star Warsy, not the gas giant, but the moon.
Yavin for jungle.
there's ruins of old human civilization here, from eons past, but it's all since fallen, and the place has become sort of a holy ground, and You fly over some of these ruins as you approach. In the jungle, an area has been cleared for the sort of city that's being built. And you can see that there's machinery, like logging machinery, moving out, basically in like a perfect circle away from the landing. And I wonder if, well, Higgs, you've traveled enough to have seen something like this. There's the center of the area that they're building on is actually a landed colony ship. So basically the ship travels through space, turns up on its side, lands, and then sets up permanent home there. And then the machinery inside is used to spread out and to build the city. So they're doing that. They're clearing this jungle as you fly in. So everything is built around this one main kind of tower. And the tower has a bunch of like power lines running down to the various buildings. And a little ways off, you can see a flat area. It's not even like concrete. It's just a flattened area of dirt with a couple of like Hovaden ships on it. And you come in to land there. Okay. So unlike a lot of the planets that you've been on, no one seems to give a shit that you're here. They're all really busy doing their own thing. Like customs clears you pretty quickly. And then you land. And you're allowed kind of out into the town.
Okay, is this a good point for a break then?
Yeah. I think that's perfect. So you're all gathering to go out.
Cool. Yeah, let's take our final break here. We'll come back and go into the fourth and final hour here, fourth and final 40 minutes really of Roleplay Swan Song Week 36. So we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We'll see you guys then. Also, the name of the ship, Sex Thing.
It's a sex thing. Yeah.
Sex Thing. Agreed. Yeah, totally. All right, awesome. That's the name. Oh, there we go.
Sex thing. It's a sex thing.
It's a sex thing, yeah.
It's a sex thing. In a universe where you can call a ship the pizza party and have it be a warship people take seriously, you can call your ship the sex thing and don't worry about it.
Or okay. Moby McGloop.
In fact, Moby McGloop. In fact, the sex thing might like already be another ship.
It might.
It might be the biggest problem.
It might. All right. We're not calling it the John Cena chat. I'm sorry. That's like the most requested. We're not calling it that. We could call it that.
Don't worry, chat. Put it in my pocket. We'll get you later.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. We're Swan Song right after this. Don't go anywhere. We'll see you guys then.